Certainly, with the oath that I began on the 14th of July, I managed to get through most of it, and the last bit was for the Queen, so I finished it off today.
Will you play ball today and recite the oath properly?
I played ball last time. It's the same ball I played in 2008 and 2005. Unfortunately, it was a different opponent on the other side of the net, so it's just to finish the oath that I started on the 14th. Comfortable doing it.
So you're saying it's a mistake for us?
Not on my part.
Not on the speak.
I think so. I think given that others have done it the way I was there the other day and not been stopped, given that others did similar things, and we simply asked to go back over again. He had that opportunity and chose not to take it.
Do you think it
would be? Unfortunately, if that was the right way of saying this, somebody's mistaken. Not me.
He did say in the parliamentary chamber, though, that he had raised the issue with you beforehand.
Unfortunately, I had not spoken to him.
No.
I have not spoken to him because of this issue before the 14th of July or since the 14th. I haven't had any direct communication with the class office either.
So how does it feel when you've got a moral standard like this, that you have to go in there and say those words? You have to
I think
you don't believe what you're saying.
I think, thankfully, it's generated a great point where perhaps you might want to ask your mate on the first night to take it up and ask the question of New Zealand generally. Do you think New Zealand MP should be swearing allegiance to the Queen first or to the votes of Auckland's Parliament? And see what they say. I think you'll find that most New Zealanders, probably most of their peace, agree with that.
Is it tough, though, to have to suck it up eventually, go in there today and do it?
I'm not a fussed about it. I was going to do it on the 14th. This is just finishing the exercise I began.
I mean, Jessica's point is right. I mean, you seem to have to roll over.
No more so than I was going to roll over on the 14th. I just never got the chance to actually complete the oath on the 14th, so try not to make this into something figured out at this pay. I intend to complete the oath I began on the 14th. I intend to take my seat in the House of Parliament.
Can I just use the slide?
So I guess that he may have sent a communication which may not have reached him. My secretary doesn't commute from Auckland.
She doesn't live in Auckland?
My secretary doesn't commute from
Auckland. Does she live in Auckland?
My secretary doesn't commute from
Auckland. So you're Wellington secretary is based in Auckland?
I have an arrangement whereby I get invited to engage staff on the basis that's appropriate for me. And I choose to do exactly that in the same way that other MPs engage these staff, according to the needs that are appropriate.
You want to secretary in Auckland or in Auckland?
I don't actually have a secretary in Wellington or in Auckland. Thank you very much. I have an executive assistant, She resides in Auckland. She occasionally comes to Wellington.
Mr. Harawira, what do you think of the fact that Philbrock and John Key have pulled out of the TGP leaders debate? They won't debate them, they didn't want to pay the leaders like yourself.
It's entirely up to them. I would have thought that Philbrock's become a bit of a minority debate leader himself. I don't know if he gets off thinking that he is the position of the debate. Actually, I think most New Zealanders think it's time for review, and while I'm talking to Jess, you might want to take it up with the guys on Britain's, ask them to write a comment. And when we get one suspect on the first line and from breakfast, so whether New Zealanders think it should be pledging allegiance first to the Queen or to the people of New Zealand, I think we'll find most New Zealanders would like us to pledge allegiance to the people of New Zealand.
So what would
we
be doing now?
Well, I'm thankful that the Māori Party has made it public that they'd like to take us up, so I will be talking probably with Te Uruwa and maybe with Matea, see how we go about trying to get this changed.
Do you think it would be?
You see that? Well, I mean, if you don't try, you don't get any gain. So I'm certainly going to try. If Phil Goff is willing to change it, that's great. I'd be happy to sit down with Phil Goff. Or if he wanted to delegate that to one of his MPs, I'd be happy to talk to them too. Come on, this is about Aotearoa. This isn't about the thing, this is about us.
How much time do you now, when this morning, expect to spend in Parliament rather than being out there?
As much time as necessary to raise the issues that are important to the people of Mana and to the people of Aotearoa, who expect radical change, not just in Parliament, but in the way in which this country operates.
Just getting back to this this point of actually, you know, as you say, lots of New Zealand will probably think some of these words and lists are all twee or old fashioned. I mean, what's it like to have to swear something that you don't believe in? What does it actually feel like when you have to go and bring out the words?
It's not that good. I mean, when you, like, I dress like this when I come to Parliament. I don't particularly like dressing like this every day of the year. But I just like this to come to Parliament. When I go paddling, I wouldn't dress like this, I wouldn't dress like that. So you change your lifestyle to suit the things that you're doing. If it means that people with money, want to see me take my seat in Parliament, that's what I'll do to make sure that happens.
Do you think about changing monarch? A lot of New Zealanders, you know, it's safe to just simply skip Charles and went straight to Wilson Kate. Would that make it easier to New Zealanders?
I think if we skipped a lot of them, we went to Buck Shelton, I think New Zealanders would be it.
What can you propose to the party when it meets in Auckland this weekend? Can we expect to see some announcements between candidates?
Oh, I think it's a formal process. We need to get that out of the way before we start organising this election campaign. I'm not exactly sure what's going to be announced. That's up to those who are organising the agenda. I haven't seen the article.
Thanks very much.